set in black ink on pink paper in the Companies and Markets section of the FT, these are no more than the technicalities of a company buyout. Yet they amount to a dramatic shift in power. Think about that previous paragraph again. A billionaire based in a tax haven, Pessina, and a small consortium of wealthy investors and funds, represented by KKR, pick up a 158-year-old company employing around 70,000 Britons. To do so, they borrow billions from a few global banks and dump most of these loans on the balance sheet of Boots in the UK, pushing it deep into debt, even though the debt has nothing to do with the actual business Boots does here. A firm that delivers an essential social service is now private, making it almost impossible for outsiders to see how it is changing. Finally, the profits made by Boots UK are used to repay the lenders faster and ultimately leave more profit for the investors. In this way, British money, whether from customers or taxpayers, was siphoned offshore. The KKR funds that owned Alliance Boots were housed in the tax haven of the Cayman Islands, while the stakes held by Pessina were located in Luxembourg. A few months after going private, Alliance Boots shifted its headquarters from Nottingham to the low-tax canton of Zug in Switzerland. There is nothing illegal about these arrangements, and a spokesman insisted at the time that the move to Zug was absolutely not for tax purposes. We have chosen to locate the overall stewardship of the group in Switzerland as we believe it enhances the position of Alliance Boots as a leading international pharmacy-led health and beauty group. Yet when Richard Brooks, a former tax inspector, visited Alliance Boots GmbH in 2012, he found that its headquarters in Zug was one of around 50 unrelated companies dealt with by a local business service company, the proprietors of which were none too pleased with the visit. And, he reported, no Boots employees were present.